People are struggling to understand what's really happening today. It's not about having a great education or even status, power, or money. None of that matters in the world we live in now. What really counts is your energy and vibration. We need to face the reality that the old powers, the ones that used to control everything, are no longer in charge. They've lost their grip, and people are lost because of it. They're confused, unsure of who to trust or turn to, and it's driving them mad. The world's vibration has changed, and it's leaving people in a state of panic. But here's the thing. You have the power now. You, the chosen ones, the 144,000, are the ones with the real strength. Others may not be able to see it in you, but they can definitely feel it. That's what I need to talk to you about. How crucial it is for you to protect your energy in these times more than ever before. We are living in a world that's falling apart. Resources are dwindling, and soon people won't even be able to get basic necessities like food and water. Things are getting chaotic out there, and you need to be aware of the shifts happening around you. Stay vigilant and protect your energy, because the world as we know it is crumbling. God is shutting down the old ways for them, but for us, it's a new beginning. We have the power now. While others are struggling, we have the energy to keep going without getting tired. It's all about the energy, the spiritual energy that keeps us moving forward, even when they can't. This isn't about physical strength anymore. It's not about how fit you are or how perfect you look. People are focusing on their appearance, trying to look good, but that doesn't matter in this new world. You can change your appearance all you want, but it won't bring you true happiness. If you haven't already noticed, you're going to start seeing it soon. You'll realize you have the power now, it's spiritual, and it's rising within the 144,000 chosen ones. God is lifting us up, preparing us to be the new rulers on earth, the new kings and queens. Some of you are already feeling this in your spirit. You're waking up with the sense that you're more than just a person. You're a god, an empress, a king, or a queen. That's because you are. This is your time, our time, to step into the power that's always been within us. Ever wonder why you suddenly feel so powerful? That's because you're waking up to who you truly are. You're one of the chosen. Your DNA is being activated by the Most High, and it's awakening your true self. You're realizing that you're not who you thought you were. You're something much greater. As this awakening happens, you might start questioning everything around you. Maybe your job doesn't feel right anymore, and you're thinking, why am I even doing this? This isn't me. That's because your true divine self is coming alive, and the old you no longer fits. You're the chosen one, and you're not meant to be stuck in situations that don't match your higher vibration. Sooner or later, you'll outgrow your job, and you might get fired or feel compelled to quit. It's inevitable because your energy is rising, and the more it does, the more you'll outgrow anything that doesn't align with your true self. This goes for relationships too. If you're with someone who isn't on the same spiritual path, it's likely that relationship won't last. You'll start noticing something else too. When you're out in public, people will be drawn to you. They might not know why, but they'll sense there's something special about you. Often, these will be people who seem to have it all: money, fancy clothes, designer labels. But inside, they're empty. They're drawn to your light because they can feel you've got something they're missing. Remember, as a chosen one, your energy and spirit are on a higher level. Embrace it, protect it, and know that you're stepping into your true power. When you're out there, people can sense there's something special about you. They feel there's something you have that they need, and they'll try to get close to you. They might try to touch you, thinking that even being near you will bring them blessings. Your energy is so powerful, so strong, that it's vibrating at a level that draws people in. They'll want to have conversations with you, be around you, and connect with what you've got because they need what you have. These are often people who seem to have everything on the outside, but inside, they are soulless and empty. The time for these empty souls is over, and they know it. They're looking around, trying to figure out where the power has gone. But it's not in the corporate offices, the churches, the clubs, or secret societies anymore. The power is in the chosen ones now. We're taking back this world, and it's only a matter of time before that becomes clear to everyone. You're not alone in this journey. Your angels, spirit guides, and ancestors are watching over you, sending you messages and guidance. They gave me this message to pass on to you. But not everyone will understand or even notice these signs because they're still asleep, stuck in the third dimension. We're operating on a higher level, the fifth dimension, where these truths are clear. You might have noticed that not everyone gets what we're talking about here. Some will even reject it because they're not ready to hear the message. But that's okay. It's not for them. Their time has passed and they remain lost in their old ways. If you're listening to this, chances are you've felt like people have been trying to hold you back your whole life. Maybe it was your parents, teachers, friends, or even your partner. You've probably wondered, why does it seem like they don't want me to be great? You know deep down there's something special about you, something unique, but you've struggled to pinpoint it. Here's the truth. There have been people in your life, sometimes even those closest to you, who have been placed there by dark forces to suppress your power and keep you bound. They've been working to keep you in their control because they know that if you fully wake up and realize your true potential as a chosen one, their influence will end. It's time to break free from that control and embrace who you really are. Your awakening is their downfall, and you're on the path to reclaiming your true power. Have you ever wondered why your own mother seems to treat you like an enemy? Or why your foster parents suddenly turned on you without any reason? It's because the chosen ones are waking up all over the world, and this awakening is stirring up deep reactions in people. Some people carry dark, negative spirits within them, and these spirits have been there for years. You didn't notice before because you were asleep to it. You might have just thought these people were a bit mean, bossy, or angry. But now, as you start to wake up, you're realizing something deeper was always off. Maybe it's your baby mama, or someone else close to you, who you've always felt wasn't quite right. They were trying to keep you down, to stop you from realizing that you're actually one of the chosen ones. That's why they turned against you. They teamed up like demons, trying to block your light, to keep you from seeing the truth about who you are. But here's the thing, God sees everything. Every time someone tried to do you wrong, every time they threw you under the bus, God was watching. And now God is going to make sure they face the consequences of their actions. You might find yourself crossing paths with people from your past, people who wronged you, or you might hear about them through someone else. When you do, you'll notice that things aren't going well for them. They might be struggling, and that's because God is delivering justice. This is a sign for you to understand your power and who you truly are. Remember, you are one of the chosen ones, and no matter who tries to bring you down, your purpose and power are stronger than any darkness they carry. Throughout your life, people have been holding you back, keeping your greatness hidden because they knew you were special. They saw your potential before you did. These people were like Decepticons, full of negative energy, trying to suppress your light. But here's the good news. God is telling you it's time to take back what's yours. The same curse they tried to put on you has now fallen on them. The cycle has reversed, and now it's your turn to rise. It's time to stop holding back and start standing up for yourself. When someone tries to bring you down, don't stay silent. Speak up. We're not here to be meek or quiet. We're the real chosen ones, and we know in our hearts what's true. As chosen ones, we're on a different level. They might try to get in your way, but they can't touch you. Just stay focused, keep your power to yourself, and don't let anyone pull you into their negativity. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to my channel so you don't miss any updates or important messages. Stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you've got the power.